You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is standing by the federal government's threat of jail for Australians who return from India. More than 9,000 Australians are hoping to fly back, but travel is suspended because of the risk of coronavirus spreading. A journalist asked Senator Payne if the travel ban is an immoral and even racist move.
Absolutely not, in any way. The decision which has been made under the Biosecurity Act on the basis of the advice from the Chief Medical Officer is a temporary pause on returns and is entirely founded in the advice of the Chief Medical Officer. That's what invokes the operation of the Biosecurity Act.
Those who believe India has been unfairly singled out point to Australia continuing to accept its citizens returning from the United States, the United Kingdom and other countries. But Senator Payne says the government has introduced the ban based on much higher rates of COVID-19 among people returning from India over the past month.
57% of the infections in quarantine had come from returned travellers from India, in contrast to just the month before, 10% of infections. The burden that has placed on the health systems in the states and territories, including through particularly Howard Springs, is a very significant one. And the decision to place a temporary pause and a temporary review on returning travellers from India has been to enable our systems to deal with that. And then once we review that on the 15th of May, we'll make further decisions.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australian citizens have been abandoned and now threatened. He wants the government to do more to bring them home.
Australia has obligations to our citizens, to people who are Australians, not just to abandon them overseas, but then to threaten them is quite extraordinary action.
Human rights lawyer Julian Burnside QC says he's horrified by the changes to the Biosecurity Act.
We could easily accommodate those people. I know India's got some real problems with COVID, but we could at least have them in home detention with ankle bracelets if necessary to make sure that they stay at home where they're supposed to be. Home detention has a real advantage over hotels because they can walk outside and get some fresh air. We could use places like Christmas Island, and the government's very good at establishing large places for people from overseas who they do not want here. Well, these are Australian citizens. They're entitled to be here.
And former Race Discrimination Commissioner Tim Soutphommasane says the ban challenges the rights that come with Australian citizenship.
The basic value of citizenship is being put under challenge here. Citizenship means very little if a citizen cannot exercise their basic right to return home in a time of need.
While the government says it's a temporary measure, there are fears it could be extended as the daily case numbers and deaths in India continue to rise. The country has become the first in the world to report more than 400,000 daily cases and a total of 215,000 deaths. India is facing acute shortages of oxygen and hospital beds, with its health system overwhelmed. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says giving people exemptions to travel to India was a mistake.
4,500, 5,000 people going to India in recent months was clearly a mistake. And that's probably added to the pressure of people wanting to return from India. In fact, it definitely has. And that was clearly a mistake. That's why, with all these things, I think you need to, with everything we do, we need to be cautious, but we also need to have foresight about what could occur. And leaving Australia, particularly going to COVID-ravaged countries at this point in time, should be an extreme exception.
Western Australia is managing its own coronavirus threat, but there won't be another lockdown at this stage. That's despite a quarantine hotel security guard testing positive after receiving his first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Two of his housemates also became infected, and they had both worked as food delivery drivers. But health officials say the risk to the public is low because of minimal contact with customers. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.